course, we start Slichos. So just to review a few issues that pertain to Slichos. When the Shulchan Aruch mentions in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tavkuf Pei Aleph, the minute to say Slichos in this time period, so the Mishnah Brura on Sifkan Dalet points out that there are some parts of the Slichos that can only be said B'tzibur with a minyan. And he mentions two particular issues, both of which are discussed actually elsewhere in their own right in Shulchan Aruch. So one is the issue of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, the Hashem Hashem Kol Rachum Mechanan. So that, the discussion of that is really in Hilchos Taniyos, in Simin Tovkov Samachay, in Sifay, and we hold that an individual cannot say the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The reason for this is that it's considered to be a Dover Shebikdusha. So like any Dover Shebikdusha, it requires a minion. This is if the person is saying the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim Bederech Tfila Ubakasha, as a request for rachamim. But if a person just wants to say it, kikori betara, so then he is permitted to do so. Some posts can write that means you should say it with the tamei mikra, with the trup. Although, Rav Yosef writes, you don't have to finish off the entire pasuk. It's okay to stop at the end of the yugim with this rachamim. But to say biderech tefila ubakasha, to say it as a tefila for bakasha's rachamim, that you're only allowed to do with a minyan. The Ramah there writes that so too the all the slichos you can only say with a minyan. You can't say any slichos with a minyan, so without a minyan. So the Mishnah Brura there quotes the Achronim, who wondered why this in fact should be the case. The rest of the Slichos are just regular Tfilos, Tchinos. What's the problem with saying without a minyan? And that's the Psak of the Mishnah Brura. And the Mishnah Brura writes that as long as you're not saying Yigamu Yisrachim, even if it's not in the context of where the Tzibur all yells out together, even if it's within a Slicha, he says a person should skip over the words of Yigamu Yisrachim. But other than that, a yachid, an individual, would be allowed to say the rest of the slichos by himself without a minyan. Another second issue is the issue of the Aramaic sections at the end of the slichos. So we also have a different rule, which is discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Aleph and Hilchos Tefillah, that an individual is not supposed to be mevakish tzarachav, ask for his requests, his personal needs in Aramaic. And the reason for that is that apparently the Malachim don't understand Aramaic, they don't hold from Aramaic, and they don't bring the Tfilos to the Kisei HaKavod, whatever that means. So this only applies B'yachid, B'tzibur, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechinah's present itself. We don't need the Malachim to bring the Tfilos before Hashem. The Shechinah's right here. So therefore, B'rabim, a person B'tzibur, we do say Tfilos in Aramaic, and the Mishnah Brura writes there in Simen Kuf Aleph. Therefore, an individual is davening by himself, shouldn't say the sections of Tefillah that are Aramaic, Yikum Purkon, etc., and here as well, with regard to the Slichos. Shlomo Zalman Orbach interestingly points out, and this is in Halicha Shlomo, that we may have a different definition of what is considered to be with the Tzibur when it comes to these different parts. So when it comes, for example, just by way of comparison, when it comes to Tefillah, so as soon as you start Chazor Seshatz, so the Tefillah has been started with the Tzibur. So even if the tzibur is no longer remains, if someone walks out, you only have 9 people left. As long as you have a majority of the minyan left, you can continue the entire rest of Chazor Seshatz. Says that doesn't pertain, that doesn't apply here. Let's say they start with a minyan, or you were with the minyan, but you're not up to what the minyan is up to, and the minyan is passed. So we'll discuss that in a second. Let's say they had a minyan and they had the minyan left. So we cannot apply the same rule. The reason that there's a distinction is that tefillah is all one block. Chazor Seshatz is one unit. When it comes to slichos, the different slichos are not one unit. Each one is its own separate thing. There's no connection between one bakash and the next. So you have to have a minyan there when you're actually saying the Yud Gimel Midos and when you're actually saying the sections in Aramaic. Nonetheless, there's a further difference, he says. When it comes to the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, so it's a Dover Shebikdusha, you need to be saying it together with the Tzibur. If you miss it when the Tzibur says it, so then you're stuck. You cannot go ahead and say it. I would just recommend, oftentimes people, there's always going to be a certain percentage of people that fall behind the pace of the Tzibur during Slichos. So it would be recommended when the Tzibur gets up to Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, you should say it together with the Yud Gimel with the Tzibur. Okay, because that's the most important part of the slichos, and if you are behind, you're not going to be able to say it when you get up to it. You have to say it together when the tzibur is saying it. On the other hand, in terms of the Aramaic sections, it's not a davar shebikdusha. You don't need to say it when the tzibur is saying it. You just need to say it when there is a tzibur, so that the shechina is right here, so that you're not considered to be a yachid. So he says, even if a person has fallen behind, as long as there is a majority, as long as there's still 10 people, and there's still at least a majority of the minyan that's still say, that hasn't finished yet, that hasn't completely finished Slichos, you can still say the Aramaic sections as well. So hopefully our Slichos will be successful, and we'll get ourselves in the right frame of mind, and our tefillah should be accepted. Have a great day. And